picture description advanced. The picture must have been taken from a magazine as an illustration to an article about love. You can see stereotypical attributes of love. The color red, heart-shaped objects, and a kiss blown into the air. The young woman in the photo may be a professional model, and the shooting of this photo is likely just another job for her, among many others. As for the occasion the photo was taken, it's probably Valentine's Day, because everything is red in the picture, and the color red is associated with Valentine's Day. Though the feast of Valentine's Day as we celebrate it today doesn't have a long history, the feast day itself is centuries old. St. Valentine's Day falls on February 14th each year. It was originally a day to celebrate St. Valentinus, who performed weddings for soldiers who were not allowed to marry in Roman times. He was imprisoned for his good deeds. Before he was executed, he had written a letter to the daughter of his jailer signed as "From Your Valentine." He was buried on February the 14th. Valentine's Day was not linked with romantic love until the Middle Ages. It began to resemble the Valentine's Day we know today in England in the 1700s. Lovers began to express their love with gifts of flowers, candy, and cards that were called Valentines. Just like almost every celebration during the centuries, Valentine's Day has also got commercialized. It's an excellent occasion to sell goods and to make a profit. In February, the shops are full of mostly tasteless, corny merchandise on display to encourage people to show their love with material objects in a uniform way. Expressing love, though, is a complex thing. There exist different love languages, such as physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation, receiving gifts, and acts of service. If you don't speak the other person's love language, no matter how big or expensive a gift you purchase, your partner will be disappointed. So it's worth pondering what kind of present you choose to make Valentine's Day memorable. Money, obviously, cannot buy love. Even if you pick an enormous box of red heart-shaped chocolates, but you're not willing to sacrifice quality time to your sweetheart, it will just be a waste of money. You may be better off with a small handmade present that shows that you appreciate and value your partner more than anything else. Don't let yourself be fooled by advertisements and the impressive Valentine's Day selection in shops. Go for a carefully chosen present that doesn't have to be expensive so that it will be well received. My best Valentine's Day present so far has been an apple with an "I love you" inscription on it. It was grown in a special way so that the "I love you" note would show on its skin when it's ripe.